Raven braces herself for industry, for the industry rodding at sleeping the rest furiously. Absorb torment in the calling of basswood athap. A thousandth of a piano, bearing any news perched on the Everest left of, ambling away from the hearing wood. Ah, claim me as your own. Summon pluck to arch to the animated and pressing greeting of a cavalier King Charles behind the glass, attending to my distraction, frustrating my boots, cleaned out my flask later, left as best I could, as every noise is a difficulty. When I'm stressed, I take off my shoes and tickle myself, attending to the spreading out of a map, and I leave to view from below the first standing Marquis of Anglesey and the static crenulations of damp crenulations of damp electricity, pylons running to some kind of tracks, cramping the quadriversal ear hammock. Obviously quiet events through necessity, spitting into the toilet bowl forever. Two thick alloys of quaffed black coffee and those two small caramelized biscuits in the shapes of a horse drawn carriages, though seldom as clinkety. A fucking distaste of resonant ceramic shipping, slow into the chest of the maelstrom, slowly for the entertainment of the Mediterranean audiences. Squint. Song, woos, quiescence, smell the salt air heavy. I lived here for the 30 years of ignorance. Alva squats behind the same glass as the Charles, the dog arrives. PM, two rows of glass, the one pattern, and she says, two, ooh, ooh.